Welcome to Passive Income Unlocked, where we unlock the doors to intelligent, hands-off real estate investing. We talk to experts in the space about what they do, how they do it, and most importantly, why they do it. My passion is careful, intelligent investing and closing the investing gap one investor at a time. While money doesn't buy happiness, passive income does have the potential to buy back your time. What would you choose to do with your time if you had enough passive income to live your best life? How would you like to spend your days? What kind of impact would you like to make? I'm here to tell you, dream big. There's no ceiling. It's all possible if you take consistent action towards your goals. It's been said that success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. So we discuss both. Ready to gain knowledge and take action? Let's dive in. Hey everyone, and welcome back to the show. Today we have another installment of our segment Investing Shorts, and I'm so excited to welcome back Lee Yoder to the show. Lee, welcome back.
Glad to be back, Suja. Thanks.
Thank you. So today, folks, we are going to talk about a book that has impacted Lee in a personal or professional way. So Lee, what is the book that you want to talk about today?
Yeah, I read this really before I even really got started in real estate, or maybe right at the beginning. But it's called The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy. And, you know, the basic concept of the book is just that when you're working towards something, let's say building a business, being an entrepreneur, certainly trying to take down a real estate property, especially if it's like an apartment building, you're going to have to do a lot of work for a really long time. And it's going to feel like nothing's happening. Like you're seeing no results.
Right.
Right. But then all of a sudden, you know, like let's say you're buying a 100-unit apartment building. It could take you a year. But the whole time, like you're talking to brokers, you're developing that relationship, you're talking to potential investors that are going to, you know, money partners, you're talking to them, but you're not ready to take their money yet, but you're talking to them, you're underwriting a bunch of deals. So you're getting better and better at underwriting. You're doing all these things, but 10 months in, you have nothing to show for it.
Right.
So
totally.
It feels like, right. So on the scoreboard, I guess you're still at zero, but what the compound effect says, you're really not. You've done so much to build up all this momentum. And it's all that momentum that you built that's going to take you from zero to all of a sudden you're at 100 units. And one day you're going to have zero, and the next day you're going to be under contract for 100 unit. And it's going to be like, oh, wow, you know, you bought 100 units in this one day. And you look back, you're like, no, it was this whole past year, all the things that I did, that's what allowed me to buy 100 units. Because all those investors you talked to, they're the ones that are going to bring the money. You know, all your LPs are going to bring the money to take the deal down. All that underwriting got you ready. You got a property management company ready to go. It's because you developed these broker relationships that they brought you that 100 unit and gave you a chance at it. So it's just basically that idea. And I really struggle with that, Suja. I mean, I'm probably more built to flip a house because you can get a house, get in there, and you know, in a month or something, you're done. And you get to see it go from terrible to great, and you sell it and you make money and it's quick. But that's not investing. And I want to invest more like long-term and have steady cash flow. And that's what apartments can do for you, but you got to be ready for it to be a long sale process, or however you want to explain it. In the book, he gives a great analogy. He says, and you probably heard this, it wasn't, you know, he didn't come up with this, but the idea of you offer somebody $2 million or you offer to give them a penny and then double the amount that you give to them every day for 30 days.
Oh yeah, totally.
Right? And it's just hard to imagine. You can kind of see where this is going, but it's still hard to imagine that I'll give you a penny on day one, 2 pennies on day two, 4 pennies on day three. It's just hard to imagine that's ever going to get up to 2 million. And I forget what the exact number is, but it's, I think maybe like 2.5 million or something.
Yeah.
It's just hard to imagine. But what you see is like, even after 20 days, you still have very little money. You're at like, maybe you're getting $1,000 on day 20. It's something crazy. It's in that last little bit. And that's exponential growth.
Yeah.
Some people have probably learned about exponential growth with COVID, because COVID went exponential, where it's like, oh, you know, we had 10 cases yesterday, and then we doubled to 20. Who cares? And then we doubled to 40. Who cares? And then we doubled to 80. Who cares? Right? Oh, you know, even when we're at 10,000 cases over 330 million, who cares? And then it doubled to 20. But eventually, doubling from 1 million to 2 million is a big deal.
Yeah.
Right? Going from 2 to 4, 4 to 8, now we're up to 16 million in a few days. So that's what exponential growth looks like. This book just kind of explains that and helps you get your mind around it. And that doesn't come easy to me. So that's why the book was important, impactful for me. But also, you know, getting into buying apartments, it's just very relevant to that space. So it was very helpful there as well.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's so much there to this compounding effect. Like, I mean, from an investor perspective as well, you know, if you start mm-hmm. investing mm-hmm. passively, it's not really that exciting, right? If you're really trying to make big moves, it's not that exciting, the returns. However, if you keep doing it, right, like you're saying, then at some point, 20, 25 years down the line, and, you know, of course, there's always a chance that you can accelerate that. But like, then it starts getting really exciting. And if you start putting things into place earlier, so you just always have to keep that vision of like, this is the track that I'm on. And as long as I keep doing these things, because I think where people get kind of tripped up is they think it's not going anywhere, like you were saying, and then they stop, right? And so it's keeping on going, having a vision, understanding that like, yes, you are the actions that you're doing, even if there's not necessarily something to show for it today or tomorrow or in a year or even 2 years, that like you are confidently and, you know, expertly moving forward with it, executing this plan that's going to pay huge dividends later on. There's a saying that like, you don't get a handshake as an entrepreneur until you make it, right? But you've been doing all this work for however long before you make it. Yep. And that's kind of, you know, people should be congratulated for that too, for continuing on the march. So
this show is sponsored by Lux Capital Investment Group. Lux Capital provides pre-vetted, highly favorable investment opportunities on a risk-adjusted basis. Our opportunities are diversified across asset classes, geographies, and operators. We are nothing short of rigorous in our approach to evaluating investments. We focus on downside protection, conservative underwriting, recession-resistant asset classes, and forging strong relationships with operating partners and investors. If you want to be an intelligent, hands-off investor and gain access to the types of deals that I like to invest in personally, make sure to go to lux-cap.com, L-U-X-E-cap.com, and sign up for our newsletter.
Yeah, it's a good point, Susan. I think what can be helpful for that is like, hey, you've got a big goal of buying a 100-unit apartment building. That's great. Maybe someday you want to be at 1,000 or 10,000, but also set a goal that you want to develop a good relationship with a broker in the next 3 weeks. Right? Or today I want to call 3 brokers. And then to your point, so you like celebrate that success, you know, I want to go out and meet some investors. And now, you know, after a couple months, you've got 3 or 4 investors that you're pretty confident are ready to put money into a deal when you present a deal to them. Now you don't have a deal yet. That's fine. It takes a long time to get one. You should celebrate that you have 3 or 4 investors now. That's the only way you're going to be able to buy a 100-unit apartment building. So you're doing the steps to get there. It's just that final payoff, you know, does take a long time.
Yeah, for sure. Celebrating the small steps along the way is so important. And it's part of all the like sort of productivity hacks that, you know, are coming through this celebrating of small wins. It's like, well, what's even a small win that you can celebrate? And then just making sure that you're acknowledging yourself for that, because that'll help propel you to continue to take action, right? It's when we lose that momentum and we never get back on the horse. I mean, it's like the classic New Year's thing, right? Like people are really excited and then they fall off the horse and then they never get back on. And it's like, well, falling off the horse is one thing, but like, as long as you get back on, you're going to be able to continue to create that compounding effect. And, you know, I always love to quote Albert Einstein, or, you know, I mean, or he's said to have said something like that compounding interest is the 8th wonder of the world.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. Those who understand it, earn it. Those who don't, pay it, or something like that.
Yes. And, oh, I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just, I mean, it really is. I think I love that we're talking about this book because it really is at the crux of, I think, finding motivation to actually pursue and take the small steps necessary every single day to have big results in your life, you know?
I mean, consistency is so important in so many walks of life, but certainly in entrepreneurship and investing and apartment investing, you've got to be consistent. I mean, the people that really make it, you know, I've heard people say like, you know, somebody will get a big job. Somebody at ESPN gets to now announce the Monday Night Football games. And they'll be like, you know, he'll say like, yeah, I'm a 30-year overnight success, because nobody knew about him until all of a sudden he got the Monday Night gig. But he's been doing this job for 30 years, just on the small scale that nobody heard of.
Yeah.
But it's because he was doing it for 30 years that got him it. But you've got to be okay with that. You've got to be consistent. So if you want to buy a 100-unit apartment building, you've got to be underwriting properties every week. You got to be talking to brokers every week. You got to be talking to investors every week. If you don't do that every week,
it's never going
to happen. If for some reason a broker presents you a deal, you won't be ready to take it down. So you'll miss the opportunity.
Yeah, for sure.
It's really hard. Again, that's what, you know, I struggle with that. I'd much rather be out like okay with being consistent and staying with it for a long time.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I remember when I was working, I had gone back to my W-2 job because I wanted to get a home equity line of credit and buy another piece of property. But I was like, I really didn't want to lose my
real estate path. You know, I was like committed. I'm like, I don't want to just get sucked into like doing my job, which was a demanding job. And so I had to actually, I ended up paying, you know, what was called commit action. So I paid like a monthly fee to have somebody, you know, to have a call every Friday. You know, I was supposed to accomplish three things. And I always felt like never prepared for that call. But basically what I would do is I'd have that call at like 10:30 or something on a Friday. And I hadn't usually ever done anything, but like knowing that I had that call, I would spend the morning, you know, kind of doing those things that I said I was going to do.
Yes.
And then, you know, I would catch up on work later, just having that call at 10:30 every single Friday. And I never had anything done because I was busy working and doing some other things. And, you know, it's like, time will just pass by. And if you don't make yourself like find a way to make yourself take consistent action. And, you know, that did lead to me purchasing my fourplex and like, you know, turning that into a hotel, which was huge and getting me an income replacement for my job. Like if I hadn't had those calls. And so finding a way to like, make sure you're taking consistent action, like and having accountability, I mean, all this stuff, it all works together. Right. And so
yeah, that's awesome. What a great story, Suja. Yeah. I mean, an accountability partner can be so powerful. Just somebody, another reason to network and just have other people that are, you know, staying up on you, helping you do things. Cause you're right. I mean, just the consistency that you showed to work for an hour every Friday morning or whatever it was, you know, a couple hours, just that consistency, like you said, it got you that four unit that, you know, launched you into being able to do it full time. That's awesome.
Yeah, totally. Well, this has been great. I could talk for a long time about this, but since it's an investing short, let's call it a day. Thanks so much, Lee, for coming back on the show and sharing all about the compounding effect. Please share with the listeners how they can learn more about you and get in touch with you.
Sure. Jump on our website. We've got some good education material there, free ebook. It's threefoldrei.com. That's spelled out threefoldrei.com. Just jump on there. You can also email us at info@threefoldrei.com. Yeah, those are the best place. I'm on LinkedIn. But my name, Lee Yoder, and Facebook, same thing. So you can find me in those places too.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing. I hope you all take some time to reach out to Lee, check out what he's working on. Thanks, Lee, so much for coming on the show. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Suja.
Thank you so much for listening to Passive Income Unlocked. Before you go on to continue with your amazing day, please take a moment to reflect on what you truly desire in life. Then think about one thing you can do to push the ball forward in that direction. Also, please head over to iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave an honest rating and review of this show. It really would mean so much to me. Passive Income Unlocked is brought to you by Lux Capital. Lux works with investors nationwide to invest in real estate. We are closing the investing gap one investor at a time. Connect online at www.lux-cap.com, LUXE-CAP.com, for tons of free educational content to further your success.